That goes without saying. We'll evacuate you and your staff immediately, Auster said.
45 of them? Oxeroa asked. That's pushing our life support capacity close to the envelope.
We can always make a swallow direct to Juice Pool.
That's only 7 light-years away. The crew toroid can support us for that long.
There's some of the ratings and NCOs I'd like to get off, Kelvin Solanke datavised. This wasn't supposed to be a frontline posting. They're only kids, really.
No, all of you are coming, Auster said flatly.
I'd like to capture one of those sequestrated invaders, if possible, Jeroen van Ewyk put in quickly.
What about the Marines, Arato? Auster asked. Do you think it's worth a try?
I'll fly recovery if we can spot them, the pilot said. His thoughts conveyed a rising excitement.
Auster acknowledged his leaked feelings with an ironic thought. Pilots were uniformly a macho breed, unable to resist any challenge, even Edenist ones.
The Julith Basin is proving difficult to resolve, Ilex said with a note of annoyance. My optical sensors are unable to receive a clearly defined image of the river and its tributaries for about 1,000 kilometers inland.
It's right over the basin, and we're still 70,000 kilometers away, Auster pointed out.
Even so, the optical resolution should be better than this.
Commander Solanke, we're going to attempt to recover the Marines as well, Auster said.
I haven't been able to contact them for over a day. God, I don't even know if they're still alive, let alone know where they are.
Nonetheless, they are our naval personnel. If there's any chance, we owe them the effort.
The statement drew him a startled glance from Jeroen van Ewyk and the other two atomists on the bridge. They quickly tried to hide their gaff. Auster ignored it.
Christ, but... All right, Kelvin Solanke datavised. I'll fly the recovery myself, though. No point in risking your space plane. It was me who ordered them in there to start with. My responsibility.
As you wish. If our sensors can locate their fishing boat, do you have an aircraft available?
I can get one. But the invaders knocked out the last plane to fly into their territory. One thing I do know is that they've got some lethal firepower going for them.
So has Ilex, Auster said bluntly.
Joshua Calvert fell back onto the translucent sheet and let out a heartfelt breath. The bed's jelly substance mattress was rocking him gently as the waves slowed. Sweat trickled across his chest and limbs. He gazed up at the electrophosphorescent cell clusters on Ione's ceiling. Their ornate leaf pattern was becoming highly familiar.
"That's definitely one of the better ways of waking up," he said.
"One?" Ione unwrapped her legs from his waist and sat back on his legs. She stretched provocatively, hands going behind her neck.
Joshua groaned, staring at her voraciously.
"Tell me another," she said. He sat up, bringing his face 20 centimeters from hers.
"Watching you," he said in a throaty voice.
"Does that turn you on?"
"Yes."
"Solo, or with another girl?"
She felt his muscles tighten in reflex.
"Well, that's my answer," she thought. But then she'd always known how much he enjoyed threesomes. It wasn't Joshua's cock which was hard to satisfy, just his ego. He grinned, the Joshua roguish charm grin.
"I bet this conversation is going to turn to Dominique."
Ione gave his nose a butterfly kiss. They just couldn't fool each other. It was a togetherness similar to the one she enjoyed with a Habitat personality, comforting and eerie at the same time.
"You mentioned her name first.
Are you upset about her coming to La Londe with me?"
"No, it makes sound business sense."
"You do disapprove." He stroked the side of her breasts tenderly.
"There's no need to be jealous. I have been to bed with Dominique, you know."
"I know. I watched you on that big bed of hers, remember?"
He cupped her breasts and kissed each nipple in turn.
"Let's bring her to this bed."
She looked down on the top of his head.
"Not possible, sorry. The Saldanas eradicated the gay gene from their DNA 300 years ago. Couldn't risk the scandal. They're supposed to uphold the 10 commandments throughout the kingdom, after all." Joshua didn't believe a word of it.
They missed erasing the adultery gene, then.